The floodgates let it flow. Open heaven, let it flow. Open heaven. By his stripes, we are healed. By his nail-pierced hands, we're free. By his blood, we're washed clean. Now we have the victory. The power of sin is broken. Jesus overcame it all. Yeah. He has won our freedom. Jesus has won it all. It all. Hallelujah, you have won the victory. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me. And death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. By his stripes we are healed. By his nail-pierced hands, we're free. By his blood, we're washed clean. Now we have the victory. And the power of sin is broken. Jesus overcame it all. He has won our freedom. Jesus has won it all. Death could not hold. You have won it all for me. And death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Our God is risen. He is alive. He won the victory. He reigns on high. Our God is risen. He is alive. He won the victory. He reigns on high. Our God is risen. He is alive. He won the victory. He reigns on high. Our God is risen. He is alive. He won the victory. He reigns on high. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me, and death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You have won it all. For me, death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. You are the risen King.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
I am here. Hallelujah. Can you hear me, Thomas Kenner?
Yes, loud and clear.
Praise God. Praise God. Yes, hallelujah. You have won the victory. To God be the glory for the great and mighty things that he is doing in this season and in this hour. Thank you so much, Psalmist Kalen, for allowing God to use you as always, bringing us before his presence with thanksgiving, saying, hallelujah, Lord, you have won the victory. And thank you, our dear brother, Minister Darrell, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord and that wonderful tag, there's no power like our God's power. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great and mighty things he is doing. Good morning, good morning, good morning, the TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I am so thankful and grateful that you are joining with us this morning to bless the Lord here in this season and in this time. This call started back in October 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, standing on God's word, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we definitely have a website you can go to 24/7. It is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And our theme for this year, here on February 1st, we are going to still declare that in 2023, God is requiring sacrificial love to be our lifestyle with a daily demonstration for all to see. For in 2023, sacrificial love sees through the eyes of faith, fostering our unconditional love, guiding us, empowering us, and protecting our freedom and true liberty. And that's standing on 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord, and we just welcome the ones that have joined us recently. We give God glory for them, but we still have room for you. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry as a greeter, as a host, or as a psalmist, or you may even have a word from the Lord, we welcome you. It's a safe place. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And you can also send your prayer requests and praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. Now, on Fridays, we also, during the second half of the call, take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Now, what brought all of us here together here over 12 years ago is this phenomenal company called Artist International, which is now Artist Life, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago is when the company was established. But now God is still doing great and mighty things through the company with the health and wellness products you will not ever believe that are available to you. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll share more information with you. But not only that, there's a call held every Monday through Friday right after this call, the morning motivational call. And today is Awareness Wednesday, where the Flanagans, the Queen and King, Captain 81, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, will be sharing Awareness Wednesday today. And today's topic is vertigo. That number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. To God be the glory. We are still on our fast. And today is day 22 on February 1st. Can you believe we are in the second month of the year already? And today we are praying for all of our political leaders and those in authority. We are praying for their health, their wisdom, peace, and protection, and that generation after generation will be blessed by the sacrifices and strategies, even of our founder, Antonio Diaz de Leon. And we're standing on Deuteronomy 8:18 and 1 Timothy 2:1-2. Well, I tell you, if you are ready, get your biblical bibs on, get your Bible, I tell you, get your napkins, and get ready to feast, because we have a woman of God who is powerful. She is anointed. She is appointed. And we give God glory that she became a co-founder of this call, and she's been standing true with this call from the beginning. We thank God for our mother eagle. Yes, she is the mother eagle who has over a 12-year career as an industrial engineer. She is the founder and director of Van Networks, a networking instructional self-improvement organization, and she is also a mathematician. She is a historian. Okay, I can go on and on. She's known from coast to coast and from country to country. She is a woman of God who has been available to so many around the world. She is also serving as a pastor at the, she is the senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles, and she has a very instrumental service on Tuesday nights. You got to get on Facebook and listen. She presently is an associate minister at Mount Corinth Baptist Church. I can go on and on, but I'm getting out of the way, and after I pray, the next voice you will hear will be that of Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your awesomeness. We glorify you, Father, because we say, hallelujah, you have won the victory. And we give your name praise, we give your name glory, because you saw fit to wake us up this morning, to come together, Lord God, to hear your word, to celebrate you and uplift the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. We thank you, Father, for your anointing. We thank you, Lord God, that our ears are open to hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. We thank you for your anointed and appointed vessel, Lord God, that will pour to us, Father, from on high. We give your name glory, Lord God, for every person that's on this call. We ask that you strengthen, empower, and encourage like never before. Lord God, as we come together, we say, Lord, we hear from you. We will bless your name at all times, and we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, over to you.
Glory be to God. I love you. I appreciate you. I extol the God in you, our Mississippi Queen, our host for today, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you. Thank you. I tell you what, nobody can wake you up and greet you on in like our Minister Daryl there in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you, Minister Daryl, for greeting and seating our family this morning and our youngest member, so anointed and appointed by God, on fire for the Lord. We love her dearly. Thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, there in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I tell you what, to my co-founder, my labor, my sister, we've been on this journey now 12-plus years, a shout-out of love to Dr. Pacola Roberts there in Woodbridge, Virginia, and to the entire Master's Call family, and I see other family friends across the country coming on the board. Warmest kingdom greetings in Chile, cold Prairie View, 34 degrees this morning. We're not used to that, even though it is winter. I tell you what, God is awesome on this first day of 2023 as we celebrate Black History Month. This has just been bubbling in my soul, and before I go into the message, just looking back over how good God has been, I just got to say, my soul loves Jesus. Oh, my soul, oh, it loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus, bless his name. All y'all to look back and thank him. My soul loves Jesus. My soul, oh, it loves you, sweet Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. Oh, we ought to bless his name this morning. We ought to give him the glory. We ought to thank him for our history as a people, as people of color, as people of God, we ought to celebrate him and the journey that he's brought us on thus far. And always when I think of African American Month, Black History Month, the month that is set aside to celebrate the sacrifices. We're talking about sacrificial love this year. I have to start off with this powerful history and a background about what this month is all about right before we get into the Word. Let us again reflect and celebrate what God has done for Americans as we look on the genesis, the history of Black African American history. Well, most of you know it, but some of you don't, so I'm going to start from the genesis of it. Americans have recognized Black history annually since 1926. First is Negro History Week, and later is Black History Month. What you might not know is the Black history has barely begun to be studied or even documented when the tradition originated, and now we have folks fighting to take out the history of what we have been barely taught and understand. Although Blacks have been in America at least as far back as colonial times, it was not until the 20th century that they gained a respectable presence in our history books. We owe the celebration of Black History Month, and more importantly, the study of Black history to Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Born in Virginia, the son of former slaves, Woodson had to put off schooling while he worked in the coal mines of West Virginia and enrolled in high school at the age of 20. He graduated from Berea College and began as a teacher and a school administrator. He gained graduate degrees at the University of Chicago, and he was a member of the first Black professional fraternity, Sigma Phi Pi Phi, and a member now of Omega Phi Psi fraternity. He graduated within 2 years and later went on to earn a PhD from Harvard, and in 1912 was the second African American after W.E.B. Du Bois to obtain a Ph.D. degree from Harvard University. Woodson remains the only person whose parents were enslaved in the United States to obtain a Ph.D. He taught at historically Black colleges such as Howard University and West Virginia State University, but spent most of his career in Washington, D.C., managing the ASLAAH, Public Speaking, Writing, and Publishing Organization. The scholar was disturbed to find in his studies that history books largely ignored the Black American population. And when Blacks did figure into the picture, it was generally in ways that reflected the inferior social position they were assigned at the time. Woodson also wanted to act on his ambition, so he decided to take on the challenge of writing Black Americans into the nation's history. He established the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History, now called the Association for the Study of Afro-American Life and History, in 1915, and a year later founded the widely respected Journal of Negro History. And in 1926, he launched Negro History Week as an initiative to bring national attention to the contributions of Black people throughout American history. Now, Woodson chose the second week of February for Negro History Week because it marks the birthdays of two men who generally he felt greatly influenced the Black American population, and that was Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln, because so many people always comment on, why would he choose the shortest month in the year to have us celebrate our history? Well, now you know it was because he was honoring the birthdays of two men he felt made the greatest contributions at that time. However, February has much more than Douglass's and Lincoln to show for its significance in Black history. Some examples are, in February 23rd, in 1868, W.E.B. Du Bois important civil rights leader and co-founder of the NAACP, was born. On February 3rd, 1870, the 15th Amendment was passed, granting blacks the right to vote. February 25th, 1870, the first black U.S. Senator, Hiram R. Revels, served from 1822 through 1901, took his oath of office. February 12th, in 1909, many of us are part of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, known as the NAACP, was founded by a group of concerned black and white citizens in New York City. And today, February 1st, back in 1960, in what would become a civil rights movement milestone, a group of black Greensboro, North Carolina college students, we all know Jesse Jackson back then was involved, began a sit-in at a segregated Woolworths lunch counter. February 21st, 1965, Malcolm X, the militant leader who promised black nationalism, was shot to death by three black Muslims. Whitson died suddenly from a heart attack in the office within his home in the Shaw, Washington, D.C. area neighborhood on April 3, 1950, at the age of 74. He is buried at Lincoln Memorial Cemetery in Suffield, Maryland. Now, Black History Month was first proposed by black educators and the Black United Students at Kent State University in February 1969, and the first celebration of Black History Month took place at Kent State 1 year later, from January 2nd through February 28th, up just in 1970. 6 years later, Black History Month was being celebrated all across the country in educational institutions, centers of black culture, and community centers, both great and small, when President Gerald Ford recognized Black History Month during the celebration of the United States bicentennial. And he urged Americans to seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout the history. In the black community, Black History Month was met with enthusiasm, response, and it prompted the creation of black history clubs, an increase in interest among teachers, and interest from progressive whites. And since 1976, again, under President Gerald Ford, Black History Month was officially recognized in the country. And ever since, every U.S. president has officially designated the month of February as Black History Month. Other countries around the world, including Canada and the United Kingdom, also devote a month to celebrating Black History Month. So every day this month, we ought to be honoring people who made sacrifices, who did accomplishments that have made our lives better. We're standing on the shoulders of the sacrificial love of so many. All righty. Well, there is a word. I'll be starting a series that we'll be going over for the next few times that I'll be in front of you, but we're just excited to be in a new month, and especially with all that's going on in this world, to know who we are, but utmost whose we are. The topic that we're going to be studying for a while is, are we willing to do the work? I was going to say you, and the Holy Ghost said, change that pronoun. So are we willing to do the work, being a willing vessel? I'm going to just prophesy that we are willing. So are we willing to do the work? See, to praise God, to have sacrificial love, to walk by faith and not by sight, it takes a willingness. At utmost, it takes work. I always say the only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary. We cannot continue to just be spectators in this lifestyle called Christianity. We must be participators. Are we willing to do the work? being a willing vessel. Our text scripture comes from that old prophet that I love to study, and many of you read up upon him, and that's that prophet Isaiah. And it's entitled in my Bible, Isaiah's Commission. Isaiah's Commission. And in Isaiah 6, we all know it, that 6 through 8 verse. And for time, I won't read it all, but we know it starts off with, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And the verse that all of us hinge on, I should say 6 through 8, that 8th verse, it says that I heard the voice of the Lord say, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me. Oh, you heard Minister Brenda read the theme for this year, for 2023, but the two words that should explode, reverberate, and just be indwelled into your spirit, as this is a year God is requiring the work of sacrificial love. Well, what does willing mean, Dr. V? I'm so glad you asked. Willing means inclined or favorably disposed in mind, ready and eager to help, having a willing mindset. It's an attitude. You know, last year we dealt with immediate obedience, and our text scripture out of that same prophet Isaiah 1:19 was, if ye be willing and obedient. That's a conjunction junction. That's its function. It requires both to be willing, to have the attitude, and then to do the action. Many of us as believers, we believe that forgiveness is real, but when we're challenged to forgive, we go have the audacity to say, well, I'm going to think about it. That scripture didn't ask you to think about it. It asked you to obey. Many of us know what the word says about long-suffering, but being patient and enduring. Oh, but we could complain because we want a microwave answer. We want a microwave manifestation. But yet we took a crockpot method of getting into the trouble, of staying in the trouble, of having a wrong mindset, but we want to instantaneously be relieved. Oh, God, say amen on me this morning. See, Isaiah was the son of Amoz, and he was a member of the royal family. He made his first public appearance as the divinely inspired prophet in the year of Uzziah's affliction with leprosy. And he ministered to the people for about 90 years during the reigns of King Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Isaiah had seen the growth of a new empire, Assyria. And Assyria was one of the most worst persecutors of people, did the most heinous crimes to others. That's why when people want to have a little attitude when they read the book of Jonah, how would you feel? And that's easy for Black History Month. When your oppressor, you see him do cruel things. Back then, they saw them torture and throw babies into the fire and cut off limbs. In our world, what if we saw lynching and Jim Crow laws and water hoses and dogs being sicked on? You see, we don't have to get deep. We can live right where we are and understand the challenge of sacrificial love. And when Jonah was told by God to go and give these people an opportunity to repent, yeah, Jonah mocked at it, said, hold up, God, come on. I don't have selective amnesia. I know what he's done to my people. So we got to put things in context. If God had told some of us to go to a Klan meeting and witness to them about the love of Christ, I don't think many of us on this line would be raising our hands too quickly. That's what Jonah was facing. And he knew the power of God. He knew in his heart that if he went to them, they would probably repent. And they did. And he had an attitude when he went to the capital of Assyria. So we have to understand that this isn't so far removed from what we're being challenged to believe in our lives with sacrificial love. Oh, come on now. Are you willing to do the work? Are we willing to do the work and be that willing vessel? I'm going to be talking about the 3H principle for being a willing vessel. Yeah, yeah, say the 3H principle. And it's so important in this time where our attitude, our mindsets, and our motives
God is putting on a spotlight, because sometimes we've believed our own press to the point of bordering arrogance, of bordering entitlement, sometimes walking in it, self-righteousness, thinking more righteously of yourself than of the Lord we serve. See, that 3H ministry is that it's got to move from the head, not just be intellectual, not just be a good idea or a theory, to our heart. And then we got to see some demonstration with our hands. From the heart, from the head, I'm sorry, starting with that, when God downloads an idea, it can't crash and burn just because he told us to go do something that required sacrificial love. It's got to get in our hearts so our motives stay pure. And then we have to get off our blessed assurance and go do the action with our words. I'm going to stop there. That's where we're going to continue of understanding the power of, and are the we willing to do the work so that we really will be God's willing vessel, so that we will be willing and obedient and enjoy the flat fat of the land. That's our challenge. We've got plenty of history of folks before us who did the work of the sacrificial love. And now we're sitting here blessed, experiencing the benefits. And now it's our turn to carry the baton. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an on-time word. Are we willing to do the work? I'm looking forward to that next session. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, and I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. We'll go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer request. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth is full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We glorify you and we honor you, O God, for this on-time word, Father God. And our answer should be yes. Yes, Lord, we're here for you. We're here to be used by you. We're here, Father God, because you placed us on this earth for a purpose, O God. You placed us here, Father God, for your presence, for your glory to be filled and to be manifested. Lord God, we say yes to you. And thank you, Father, for this on-time message. Thank you for the history, Lord God. Thank you for this awesome and amazing, fabulous February. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for bringing forth the word from on high. And Lord God, we ask that you give her a double portion of your anointing like never before. Father, we're lifting up in the name of Jesus so many that are on our list, Lord God, those who are going through with health challenges, but we call them healed, whole, and complete in you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for keeping them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. No weapon formed against them will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the bereaved families, and we ask that you comfort them and strengthen them, empower them, especially our beloved minister, Honorable Cynthia Cox, Lord God, whose brother transitioned yesterday. Lord God, keep her and her sister Patricia and her family, Father God. Just cover them, Lord God, with your love and with your comfort like never before. In Jesus' mighty name, and along with her is Ruth Smith and her family, Father God, with the transition of her father, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening them and empowering them like never before. And as they go through, Father God, through this grieving period, Lord, you are the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty. So we thank you for every good and perfect gift that you're doing through us, in us, and for us. And even in artist's life, Father God, have your way like never before. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Want to hear this playback and you want to share this playback, it is totally full of power. That playback number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-6777. Coming up, Morning Motivational with the Flanagans talking about vertigo. That number is 667-770-1525. The pin is 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you, Brother Darrell for the awesome time of greeting and seating everyone with that amazing tag. And thank you again, Psalmist Kalen, for bringing us before his presence with that amazing, precious worship this morning. Dr. Vanessa, we love and appreciate you. Thank you so much for this awesome word. Would you come and close us out with a benediction?
Thank you, daughter. Father, we just thank you and celebrate you. Our soul looks back and wonders how we got over, but it's been by your grace and your mercy, your keeping, sustaining power. And this day and every day, and especially through this month, may we highlight from heaven with a hallelujah in our hearts the many sacrificial acts of love that have been given by our ancestors, our people, our grandparents, our great-great-great-grandparents down to this day. And as we leave this call but never leave your presence, let us never forget as we celebrate and carry this baton to do our part to show that you are still the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are still a deliverer. You still are a miracle worker and a way maker. And we leave this call rejoicing with a heart full of expectation, knowing that as we do our part with demonstration, we'll see in the lives of others a manifestation of loving and trusting you. We want to be your willing vessels, and I speak and decree it in our lives right now in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.